Romans 8:12. Today we begin our study in Romans 8:12 to 25. The theme of this section is on sonship through the Spirit. There are three subsections. Verses 12 to 17 explain that those who live by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Verses 18 to 21 declare that the sons of God have a glorious future through the Spirit of God. And verses 22 to 25 affirm that the sons of God have hope for a new body through the Spirit of God. The central theme of this passage is clear. Our understanding and experience as sons of God is intertwined with the work of the Spirit of God in our lives. Now let's move into our study of Romans 8, verse 12. Intro. Suppose you get a loan to buy a house. You make payments, but then lose your job and cannot find another one. You think that you will lose your house because you cannot make the monthly payments. Then one day you find out that someone who loves you paid off your loan. Your dad paid off the loan for you. You are not in debt anymore. You have no legal obligation to keep making loan payments to the bank. Your obligation is an obligation of love, to love and please your Father who loved you. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Romans 8:12. Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. The meditation question is, why do we have no obligation to live according to the sinful nature? Jesus fully paid the debt of our sins. He gave his life as a ransom for many, as it says in Mark chapter 10, verse 45. He paid a lot more than the price of any house in this world to set us free from judgment for sins. We are no longer debtors. The debt has been fully paid. We are not obligated to the law or to obey our sinful nature. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19 explain that we were redeemed or bought back, not with silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. We cannot fully imagine or comprehend the price Jesus paid for us. We are obligated to him and to obey him, not out of fear of judgment, but because of our love for the one who loved us. We are no longer obligated to live according to our sinful nature because Jesus set us free from the penalty of sin and offers us his life through his Spirit to overcome the power of the sin nature. Our obligation is to live and serve God through his Spirit. The verses that follow teach us that our sense of obligation to live according to the flesh and to keep the law out of fear of judgment must be replaced by an understanding of our new identity in Christ. We are now led by the Spirit of God and are the sons of God. We are not obligated to live by the old sinful nature or to try to earn righteousness by keeping the law. We have great power, position, and privileges as sons of the living God. What is Jesus saying to me from this verse? I sense to you saying to me, I paid off your loan and the debt of your sin. My Spirit lives in you, and you are a son of God. You have no obligation to pay back anything or to live according to your sin nature. Your obligation is to love me and follow me. So how will I trust and obey Jesus today? This is what I wrote. Thank God throughout the day that Jesus paid the debt of my sins and set me free from any obligation to obey the sin nature. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for paying the debt of our sins through the precious blood of Christ. We owe you everything, but owe sin and the flesh nothing. Thank you for your great love and mercy. And again, I want to encourage you to share the word with your sharing partner. As written in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord.